big win for you.
That's a crazy win for my young career. So definitely out of words right now. But yeah, I was just believing in myself. I believe that I could be title fit tonight on the court three. This is what happened. So definitely super happy and looking forward for the next one. Now.
When you stepped up to serve it out, that's often a test of the nerves. You know, can you stand there? You had pretty calm look on your face. Let's talk about
I was pretty calm, but when I missed the first, when I missed the second serve on the first point of 5-3, I felt like super tight on my hand. So I was trying to forget the score, trying to forget the pressure, trying to forget a lot of things, and just trying to be myself, trying to be me. And I think that's what worked at the end of the day. So definitely super happy. I was just trying to be relaxed, trying to enjoy the moment as well. And
enjoying the moment. Talk about that crowd out there on court for you. Still cheering for you. Those Americans, those cheering, a lot of people cheering for you too.
Definitely. I mean, I was quite surprised because when I was playing with Pau, I felt like there is like only Brazilian guys in the crowd. There was like very respectful, obviously, but and tonight I feel like there is like more French also coming for the match. So yeah, definitely so good atmosphere. That's what I said from the interview. I think that that's what tennis need also, like a very good crowd like that. People cheering for their favorite player, but also with respect. And I think that that's very important for the sport in general. So yeah, definitely super good atmosphere, and it was very nice.
You've shown a lot of emotion kind of from today and from these other wins as well. You know, what is it about you that makes you so emotional in these moments?
I mean, I think what makes me the most emotional today was the cracking top 100 ATP. So I think that's what I thought when I finally beat Taylor. And obviously for the final of Masterwork 1000, for me it's also a lot of money for my career. So it's also something that that will help me for sure to finance a lot of things for my staff, to invest on my career. And cracking the top 100 means a lot of things for me, but it's not the end. This is just the beginning, and I need to work hard, to need to stay consistent at that, to raise up into the ranking and keep going like this.
Yeah, do you feel anything different about your game this week, or what do you think is kind of working?
Yeah, I think that I took a lot of confidence from the practice that I had, from the matches that I could win, and I think that's what definitely helped me today to beat Taylor tonight, that I had a lot of rhythm, I had a lot of matches, I had like 5 matches already before, so definitely helping. I think a lot of rhythm for my game. I think the courts are like also very good for me. I can steal the winners from pretty much everyone on the court, so I think that overall the conditions are like pretty much made for me, and comparing to some other hard courts like slower or anything, I think that I wouldn't be as performant as tonight. But super happy overall with the conditions and everything. Yeah.
When you're on the tour week to week and you're grinding and losing early, maybe at challenger events, are you still dreaming of nights like this?
Definitely. I think that I always believed that I could do something. Obviously, you cannot win every single match that you're playing, especially at this kind of level. So yeah, definitely, you know, I think it's also very important to keep your head up when you have like tough moments, and when you're like a little bit less confident, the same way I was a couple of weeks before when I couldn't win a single match on the grass. I had like a very, very bad performance in French Open. You know, before April I was dropped to like 200 in the world. It was very tough for me, but I was always trying to believe, always trying to take a little bit of positive that I could to bring it up. So, and I think step by step, I could have reached this kind of level. Yeah.
You mentioned how this win kind of gives flexibility financially and, you know, obviously some confidence in getting some wins together. Yeah. What does that open up for you to build on this and find consistency?
Yeah, well, I think that that consistency is key to this kind of level, and I think that I showed during the entire week that I can win constantly to this level. So obviously it's like very positive for me, and it's something that I really need to base myself on. And now after this tournament, it's going to be time to work again to try to be better in some point. I think that there will be still some stuff that I need to work on to be at their spots. I think that's why I'm just coming out to the top 100, not before, because I think that there's like a lot of work to do. But overall, I'm following my path, I'm following my way, and super happy.
So are you going to be a Reds fan now going forward?
Sorry?
A Reds fan going forward now? Was it
Yeah, obviously. But as I say, I don't even know baseball rules, to be honest. So definitely after the tournament, I'll have to learn, because next year I'm going to have some questions coming out. So definitely have to learn some stuff, yeah.
Can you tell us about your team a little bit?
About my
team? Yeah. Like your coach?
Yeah. My team, Guillaume Per, was ex-coach of Marcos Bagdatis, who was a top 10 player, also ex-coach of Richard Gasquet. He was coaching also Peng Shuai. And he hasn't been on tour for a couple of years now with some personal problems. But when he saw the project that I had, I think that he stepped on it like without even thinking. And now he's giving me his full time. So I'm very lucky, I think, to have him. Also my physio, Isham, who's doing an incredible job with me. Also shout out to my fitness coach, Jan, who's doing also an incredible job with me. And they're just like keeping myself very healthy, very motivated on every single week. And, you know, it's like it works like a family or like a relationship. I think that when you have good person around you, it brings a lot of positive. It brings you like a lot of motivation also. So they're like constantly motivating me every single day. They're like very inspiring people. So I'm learning from them. They're also learning from me. And I think that's how it goes. That's why it's working for now. And yeah, we need to learn from everybody and keep doing what we're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.